You're listening to the New Curiosities Box with me, James Sandy, on 107.5 Switch Radio. Experimental and empowering performance now by way of one-woman performance piece, The Blood Tales. Provocative and witty, The Blood Tales explores the culture and landscape of women's blood, addressing the taboos and outdated views on the menstrual cycle. Conceived, written and performed by Birmingham-born Kate Joyner, it launches at a UK premiere in London on International Women's Day, Friday, the 8th of March, 2019. I tracked Kate down for an insight on this fascinating and refreshing performance piece. On the line now, I'm very pleased to welcome Kate Joyner, who's going to talk to me all the way from sunny Barcelona about The Blood Tales, which is a performance piece which Kate is the writer and, I guess, key performer in. Kate, let's start with the kind of premise, or the focus.
A show that seeks a different narrative of woman's blood, a different kind of story that really brings out the true essence and the true magic of what woman's blood actually is, telling the true tale of blood.
So we're talking here about, I suppose, some of the perceptions, some of the misunderstandings, some of the sort of taboos and stereotypes that are attached to the menstrual cycle. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and specifically the period of blood time. So, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding around this time. And so the show really brings, kind of blasts out the water all of the old perceptions and all of it says, you know, there's something else that we're not seeing here.
And this is a one-woman show. So this is yourself leading and, I guess, acting out, exploring different parts of the piece. And is there an element of a sort of dark comedy to it? Is it done in a sort of, not in a frivolous way, but is it done in a sort of satirical way?
There's the main character is a witch, that's how I like to describe her. She has this freedom of expression that comes with being the witty witch, and so she kind of says things, there's quite a lot of humour to it. So yeah, it definitely has a quick to it for sure.
And just reading around the piece just before talking to you, there are a couple of things that struck me. One was, I guess, trying to achieve, I suppose, an openness or a kind of better dialogue around some of these themes, but also, I guess, trying to pick up on, I think, what have been described as perhaps some of the kind of unspoken voices. So is that something that you've sort of consciously worked in, or is that something that's developed throughout the performance?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been working with The Blood Tales for 4 years now, so it's gone through different phases of investigation. And you know, one of my, as an artist, and also the work that I do outside of the theatre, one of my tasks, I guess, is to bring the unspoken voices of the feminine to the forefront. So there's a lot of, you know, feminine expression that doesn't get a voice, doesn't get said, doesn't get seen. And I think we're in a time now where it's wanting to be spoken, to be brought into expression. And there's a more of a liberty and a freedom that women and men and children and everybody, all of humanity, are kind of wanting to open up, I guess. I mean, that's my sense.
One thing I was going to ask you is, so you started in sort of 2015, so I guess nearly 4 years ago, and you've performed the piece, I think, across America and across various bits of Europe. And I was keen to know how different audiences had received the work, but also how perhaps they've helped change it.
Well, that's a good question. Well, it's been very well received. You know, it's obviously the show that appeals mainly to women than it does to men, but we do get men coming to the shows, and they're, you know, one favourite feedbacks was from a man that came at the end of my show and said, seeing your show makes me really wish I could menstruate. And, you know, it's kind of like I've achieved my mission having that feedback come from this beloved man. Yeah, it's been very well received. And I mean, it started out in my performance. I started out as a poet, a spoken word poet, and in the process transferred to a full-scale theatre production. I would say then the audience shaping the piece, I think this is shaped in, it stretched me way beyond my comfort zone and taking me to immerse myself in a really experimental laboratory here that where I've been immersed for the last. So it has a life of its own, very mysterious, and it's definitely shaped me, and I think it shapes, and the way, obviously, yeah, the way it's been received, it shaped my love and my continuer for giving it, you know.
And was that quite a natural transition from the sort of spoken word piece to a more sort of theatrical, more kind of acted, kind of enabled performance?
Yeah, it was really. I mean, when I started out as a poet, you know, I knew that there was something in my voice and my body that was important in the tree. So rather than writing as written, I create performances where my body and my voice were part of that, the delivery. And so after my first show, which is called Whispers of the Mystical from the Dark Side of the Moon, create the Blood Tales. And then, you know, it was really obvious that there was more life and more wanted to come through than, you know, the spoken words. It was given really that my, I had to kind of find a bodied, properly expressive way to do justice to it. The energy and the essence of the Blood Tales.
Let's talk a little bit about yourself as well, because there is a Birmingham connection, isn't there? I believe you were sort of born and bred in Birmingham, as it were.
Yeah, I was born in Birmingham. We moved to Shropshire when I was 9. I haven't actually been in England that much in the last 15 years.
Now, some of the things that I've read that you've done, your portfolio, as it were, in terms of your training, you've got there's a word that comes through, and it's alchemy, and it's a great, great word, which I think was really about sort of turning base metals into gold, but, you know, trying to find something elusive out of a number of different parts, I guess. And you, I think, have trained in psychology and art and circus, but you've also, I think, done shamanic studies, which I'm intrigued by.
Yes, my training's been extensive and has included college is psychology and very interested in the human nature and how humans work. And then that also, you know, led me into the circus, obviously. There's a good link there. And then, yeah, I mean, it's just been a development of feeling the calling to broadening my training and my skills and that I offer. So the shamanic connects, and then I've also been out in the States training with an institute out there for the last 5 years. Yeah, it keeps evolving.
Excellent. Now, excitingly, you have on the 8th of March, which is International Women's Day 2019, you're launching premiere, if you like, of the London, UK premiere of The Blood Tales. And you're doing that at the Chapel Playhouse, which I think is a fairly new venue, isn't it, in King's Cross in London?
Yes, exactly. It is a new venue. It's just started out in January. The Friday night it's the press night, and then we have a Q&A afterwards. And then on the Sunday night, we have a panel with Chris Knight from the Radical Anthropology Group, who's very into the menstruation movement. And then we also have Lena Chan, who's an artist who's also specializing in menstruation. And so we're going to be there. And Saturday night, we'll probably, if there's an interest from the audience, we'll definitely have a Q&A as well. So there's plenty of opportunity to come down and get info about it.
Just finally, just the challenge, if you like, of the performance in terms of how you ensure that you get some of the kind of key themes across, and where does it go next? Where can you take it next?
So I think one of the challenges is kind of getting the base layer taboo and disgust and shame that is intimately associated with women's menstrual blood. And I think, you know, part of the show and part of my passion is to challenge that. It's just like, well, why do we have this shame? Because all this disgust, all this, because really it's the essence, you know, we can't birth babies if we don't have blood, you know. So, you know, that's really around keeping going with the challenges, you know.
Excellent. Well, it's a very provocative piece, I think, in a very positive way. It gets people thinking and talking, which I think for theatre is one of the key aims. I wish you well for the launch, which is coming up, as I said, on the 8th of March for International Women's Day. And until that, are there places that people can find out more about the work?
www.thebloodtales.com.
Excellent. Well, Kate, it's been great to talk to you, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, James. Also great to speak to you.
The Blood Tales is a Silver Moon Theatre Company production. For more information on future events and performances, go to www.thebloodtales.com.